happy Lunar New Year. So as the night unfolds, you will see it as a night of many things. So, but in terms of the Lunar New Year, Jesse, Jesse and I would like to shepherd you into the new Lunar New Year. We want to escort you.
Okay.
Celebrate the Lunar New Year, the year of the dragon. It's like a big, joyful reset button. Woo! It's more than just a change in the calendar. It's a time filled with hope, with celebration, and the start of something new.
Yeah. Out of the 12 zodiacs, the dragon is the only mythical creature standing out among the animals that make up the rest of the zodiac. This distinction imbues the year with an air of mystery, magic, and mispronounced words. Showing us that anything is possible and that the ordinary rules of the world can be bent or broken. Upon us. This is no ordinary beginning. It is the awakening of the most revered creature in the zodiac, promising a time of profound transformation and boundless opportunity.
And so, as the year of the dragon dawns, let us step into its embrace with the boldness it calls for. May this year inspire us to reach new heights, to reach heights unknown, and to explore depths unimagined, and to discover the strength and wisdom that the dragon sees within us all. Okay. So, we're gonna read two things now. So, today is the Lunar New Year, and it's also Losar, which is the New Year for Tibet. So we wish happy Losar to our Tibetan friends. So our dear friend and collaborator, Tenzin Chogyil, he is a Tibetan musician, singer, writer, activist in Brisbane, Australia. And I wrote to him yesterday and I said, what should we do for the Lunar New Year? I wish we could all do something together. We always collaborate for these wonderful occasions. And he said, oh my gosh, it's so loud, you can't remember.
Somebody's getting kicked out.
What do you have, your account? All right.
Sorry, we're good? Okay, anyway, so Tenzin and I, we did an album together called Songs from the Bardo, which is based on the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And it's like so loud. Okay, I'm just gonna focus. He can do what he wants. It's okay. So there's a piece of writing in the Songs from the Bardo from the Tibetan Book of the Dead called the Elemental Prayer.
What is that?
I don't know.
No, I couldn't stop. What is going on up there? Is there a
this guy over here?
Dexter. It sounds like Dexter. Is everything all right?
Give me love you. Give this 5 minutes.
It's Dexter.
Listen,
we love
you can piss all over my songs. Give my daughter 5 minutes. We love you.
bigger than you can imagine. I just couldn't focus on my thoughts, but love him anyway. My brother over there is horrified. Look at him. He's not into spontaneity and wildness. I'm sorry. Okay, focus. So, Tenzin suggested that we do the elemental prayer, which is a piece that he and I do often, and the elemental prayer is about, since we all have the elements inside of all of us that can be imbalanced, and when they get out of balance, they can come out in forms of anger or violence or extreme emotions that are hard to navigate. So we often do the elemental prayer together, and he sings and plays flute, and I play piano, and I read the words. And he suggested that since he has his own Lunar New Year concert tonight in Australia, it's obviously a different time zone, but he has his own concert, and he said, why don't we both read it from two different parts of the world, and we'll, for our Lunar New Year celebration, so it's as if we're all collaborating together, and so it's an invitation for all of us to think about what we need to bring into balance for the new year and all of the things that we can do. So, just gonna read it because you get it. So this is the elemental prayer. And just think that across the world in Australia, Tenzin and some musicians are also doing this exact same performance and putting all that energy into the world. Okay. May the element of space not rise up as an enemy. May you see the realm of the Blue Buddha. May the element of water not rise up as an enemy. May you see the realm of the White Buddha. May the element of earth not rise up as an enemy. May you see the realm of the Yellow Buddha. May the element of fire not rise up as an enemy. May you see the realm of the Red Buddha. May the element of air not rise up as an enemy. May you see the realm of the Green Buddha. May the rainbow of the elements not rise up as enemies. May you see the realm of all the Buddhas.
May you know all the sounds as your own sound. May you know all the lights as your own light. May you know all the rays as your own ray. I am unceasing fire, the pivot of all energy, the strong heroic heart. I am truth. I am the light. I hold power and glory. I move away dark clouds. I am the chosen one to tame the fates. I am the dragon. So the last section is a poem by a Malaysian poet. How do I pronounce
it? Philo Yan, the poem, the last part she wrote. So thank you.
So, everybody, happy Lunar New Year. Woo! That is your entrance. Come on in.
Thank you.
Also the 53rd anniversary of the first performance that Lenny Kay and I did together. And as it was 53 years ago, it is Bert Albrecht's birthday. So there's so many things to celebrate tonight. And I want to bring on Lenny Kay. It's a little song. It's the first song that Lenny and I wrote together. It came from a little song, poem that I wrote at the Chelsea Hotel, actually, in around 1970. And it evokes various things. It's called A Fire of Unknown Origin. And, but, you know, it is the year of the dragon, the wood dragon. And the beautiful parts Jesse has brought to you, some of the things that concern me is wood and fire, which produces forests in flames. And all over the world, our forests are in flames. And I especially want to dedicate or think about the people of Chile who are really suffering. As we speak, they've had no rain for close to 10 years, and their forests are just burning out of control in a way that history has never recorded. So it's a beautiful year, beautiful new year. It is time to reset, but also time to be vigilant and more aware than ever. Unknown origin took my baby away. Fire unknown origin took my baby away. It swallowed her up like the ocean in a fire thick and gray. The lady's dress. Death comes riding down my way in its Sunday best. Death comes, there must be something. Death goes, there must be something. That remains, 'cause death hit me sick and crazy, 'cause that fire took my baby.
I've seen Patti Smith in a play at the Off-Off-Broadway La Mama Theater in May 1970, Jackie Curtis's Femme Fatale, where she plays a tough-talking speed freak, all bones and slashed back hair and unfettered attitude, no distance between her role and self. I have an instant crush when I watch her and Robert across the room later in Ratner's, next door to the Fillmore East, a Jewish dairy restaurant that still gives the East Village a shtetl flavor, he in fur vest, skull necklace, rockabilly curls, she with the same thin cotton blouse, natted at the midriff that she wore in the play. I can only look on in admiration. We got friendly after that. Patty started stopping into the store, Village Oldies, that I worked in, sometimes with her sister Linda. I'd put on her shared discography, and we'd do the Bristol stomp when things got quiet. One night she came in with a strange request. She'd heard I played a little guitar, and might I back her in a poetry reading at St. Mark's Church that she wanted to shake up. Could I do a car crash? Free jazz had taught me that. She was hanging out with playwright and holy modal rounder drummer Sam Shepard at the Village Gate, who suggested she might recruit the guy at the record store across the street. I went over to her loft on the second floor over the Oasis Bar, overlooking West 23rd Street, bringing my Fender Champ amp and a Gibson Melody Maker. She chanted poems. I followed along, watching how she breathed. Simple chords, all I knew. On February 10th, 1971, Patty opened for Gerard Malanga at the weekly Wednesday reading sponsored by the Poetry Project at St. Mark's Church. The house of worship there since before Manhattan mapped its grids, catty-cornered to 2nd Avenue on 10th Street, was a haven for the arts, open-minded and bohemian. It being Bertolt Brecht's birthday, after Ann Waldman's introduction, we began with Mack the Knife. Lada, Lenya, and Lenny. Patty dedicates the night to all that is criminal, the great pit of Babel, the petty thief, the whores of Mexico, the Rhythm prison, the pirate saint, the masters of Russian roulette, and reads poems typed out feverishly on her red Remington, finding swagger in words and imagery that don't have time for capitals, that proclaim arrival and a mutinous seize of the helm. It won't be the last time I will hear Oath's opening line of, "Christ died for somebody's sins, but not mine." There's a tender, crimey river for Robert and her sister Linda that catches at the throat, and then the music. We offer a quasi-pop song that almost has a chorus. Picture hanging blues about Jesse James and Billy the Kid and the woman who goads them into a duel over her. A languorous minor key blues called Fire of Unknown Origin and the immolation of Ballad of a Bad Boy. Wrecking cars is my art. Fenders hot as angels, they blazed inside me. That boy is evil. He's too bad for parole. His mama killed him. His papa grieved for him. His little sister Amelie wept under the almond tree. It was only supposed to happen once. That has always brought Patty and myself together is a love of books. When we're on the road, we like nothing better than to search out a bookstore and find something that will entertain us literarily. Anyway, this is a song I wrote about the pleasures of books. About the future. about the past. Books to make you remember when you read them last. Books for summer breezing by the beach or the sea. Books to make you marvel at life's mystery. There's picture books for coffee tables, paperbacks for planes, biographs and monographs and demographs and some for laughs, and books you have to study, and books that are so rare, and books you give to someone to show how much you care, and books that tell you who you are and who you want to be, books to make you remember all the ways that we're free. Gather around the fire, getting warm and tight, as we read together on this world book night. One word and another till light. Reading together on world book night. Words have power, that's what they say. A library living on long past today. And somewhere there's a reader, well, you never know who reads these words as these words read you. Gather around the fire, getting warm and tight, as we read together on this world book night. One word and another till light. Reading together on world book night. One word and another and another and another and another and another and another and another.
Dedicated to the Hopi Indian and tribe and their and the hope that they had, the beautiful name Hopi, filled with hope that they could put together the union of all their people and dance the ghost dance, raise their ancestors to help them in all their trials. And to me, it's one of the most beautiful and saddest events in American history. So all praises to the Hopi.
Children that falls from the sky, tight, tight.
Castro joining us tonight.
We worked this up at Soundcheck. You probably would never think that we would play this song. Barry Duryea, our wonderful guitar player.
Thank you, Barry. Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. Go, Mickey.
And I did not cough, and I did not sleep. I did not sleep, but I dreamed. I dreamed of a long train of migrants walking from one end of the earth to the other. All the tents and all the villages. Everything was in dust and ash. They had walked the whole length of Syria, looking for somewhere to lay their head. They walked through the deserts and barren plains and strangling wetlands, and they walked in wide ribbons of inedible algae, brighter than the Persian sky, wrapped around their ankles. They walked dragging their banners behind, clothed in the fabric of lamentations. They lamented and they sought the extended hand of humankind. Shelter where none was offered. Safety where none was offered. Medical assistance where none was offered. No water. No fuel, no food, but they kept on walking and would push and push and push. Keep walking, keep moving. Walk across the deserts, walk across imagined landscapes, but just keep going. And they kept walking. And the people, I dreamed the people watched all of their plights, all of their sorrows, all of their starvation, their loss of children. On widescreen televisions, it was the entertainment of an age to watch them walk barefoot, burning, from one burnt-out village to another. They watched them on the screen. They kept watching as if it was a new installment of some kind of reality TV show. And it was their reality. It was their reality. And to others, it was entertainment. It wasn't raining, but I put on my raincoat. I put on my raincoat and I went down to Times Square. And I looked around and it was the night of the inauguration. And it was the Trump inauguration, and the people were gathered around screens, not believing what they see, not believing what they saw, And one young boy said, "Whoa, it's like the Emperor's New Clothes. That guy got no clothes on. Not any clothes that they want to wear." Wooden boats, streaked in gold, lay abandoned in the shallow waters. And those that try to leave their country go across the waters, drowned, and their children's drowned. A gilded mascot descended, screeching and flapping its monstrous wings. And the people kept walking, and the onlookers wrung their hands in sympathetic fury. Yet that was nothing to those walking the earth, the circumference killers, tracing words in the windswept sand. You people, journalists, newspapers, people watching TV, portray us as you must, but you will never know. You will never know what it feels like to be part of a long human chain in motion, and our voices playing out like a cloud of ravaging insects. One cannot approximate truth. One cannot add nor take away, for there is no one on earth like the true shepherd, and there is nothing in heaven like the suffering of real life. Michael Pitt. Retrieved him from the streets. So today, February 10th, is also the 60th anniversary of the release of The Times They Are Changing. And 60 years ago, that boy had a sense of future. So this is a little song on that album that I've always loved. It was released 60 years ago today. Down the streets of dogs are barking, and the days are getting dark. As the night starts to fall, the dogs lose their bark. And the silent night is shattered by the sounds inside my mind. We just went too many miles and a thousand miles behind. From the front steps of my doorsteps, my eyes start to fade. It's a restless, hungry feeling don't do anyone no good. And anything I'd be saying, you'd be saying just as good. You're right from your side, I'm right from mine. Just one too many miles and a thousand miles behind. Bob Dylan. February 10th is also, as you said, Bertolt Brecht's birthday. And one of my favorite things that he wrote is the play Mother Courage. And in it, Mother Courage, she's a pretty tough old broad, younger than me, but still. In the play, Mother Courage loses all three of her children in war, all three of them. And not one to be sentimental, kneels down after her third child, who is killed, shot, knelt down before her daughter and sang this little lullaby. And beautiful words by Brecht. It goes something like, neighbors can't feed them, but mine shall eat cake. The choice is the sweetest the baker can make. Oh, I see you lying there with your eyes closed. Another shot looking for food, and the other, well, who knows?
Free Palestine!
World. So tired. We had been on the road for a while, and it was our last show, and I was like just finished. And we came out, and I was with my mother, and a bunch of kids came up. They wanted autographs, and I said, I can't do it, not now. And my mother said, Patricia, don't forget who put you where you are. She made me sign every fucking autograph. The love. So this was a birthday song that was written for our dear friend Johnny Depp, and it's a nice little song that tells the story of a captain, and this captain, he wasn't a perfect man, but his love for his mother was perfect. And often he would stand on the deck of his ship and look out at the billowing clouds, because this captain's ship did not sail the sea, but the sky. He would look up at the sky and think of her face and all that she had been through when he was a child, and all the hardships in the little trailer camp that they lived, and through poverty and through their entire life. He would stand on the ship, and one sail was tattooed with the skull and crossbones. It was his darker side. But the other, a beautiful white sail, almost imperceptible, the face of his mother. Nine a night of diamonds, a woman lay and cried. And the Sister of Mercy on the Sabbath day. Not the night of diamonds, as revelers commenced to shiver as she bore. In a babe of radiance. Raven cast emotion, letting affection grew. Die. waltzes through them more vagabond than king. With diamonds on his sleeve, like a harlequin.
Oh,
always great to be in East Village. This is a song about getting in trouble in the East Village. Not that I ever have. I'm sorry. Not the same. Anyway, it's the 60th anniversary of Nuggets in about 8 years. Celebrating Nuggets all over America. Yeah, who'd have sung it?
It's a nugget, Lenny.
If you dug it. Me, I always say it, it's a nugget if you fuck it. I don't know. Anyway, as I was saying about Lois, I'd like to dedicate this one to a really special person in the East Village, Jesse Malin. His heart is big as the world. And I want to see him up here really soon. If you love him, he is the heart and soul of rock and roll. It's called Going Local. I didn't even try to conceal it. I didn't think that you would treat me this way.
Exciting dregs down there.
You love me, Jesse!
Okay. And yet, another unrehearsed gem. Well, I adored it as a teenager. Let's see what I do as a little older than a teenager.
Frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
one-month's tale. Noble kings and princes would bow where they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Hook poured out his name. Oh, up the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic in the anonymous in a land called Hanalei. Up the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic. Not so, little boy. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened. Jackie Paper came no more. And up that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head is bent in sorrow. Scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lost like friend, like Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon. Nothing happened. This song does not have an anniversary. It just perpetuates.
Addicted to being.
that is our little night. We're not going off the stage and going up in the dark up three flights of stairs so I can fall on my ass coming back down. Just pretend that we left and your enthusiasm is so intense. Dreaming, we're looking aspect, bright and fair. our crew of one, Barry Duryea, and so happy Lunar New Year. I would like to dedicate, this is just a little tiny goodbye song. I want to dedicate it to Michael Winch. Thank you, Michael, for having us.
Don't ask why. Don't ask why.
Michael Pitt. Thank you, everybody.